What's happening? What's happening? It's your boy Chef Mac B, aka Grillologist, aka Pitmaster. You're now tuned to the Grill and Chill Podcast. It's for the people who love good food, good drinks, love to smoke and grill, a little bit of combo and chill in between. From the home cooks to the grill enthusiasts to the pitmasters. This podcast discussing the good, the bad, and the ugliest of ugly when it comes to grilling and great recipes, fun kitchen, backyard topics, interviews, and conversations from people who love the same, of course with trash talk included. So grab your drink, get your food off the grill and smoker, and we're gonna grill and chill. What's happening, y'all? Now, this podcast, this evening, we're gonna do something a little different. I call this my dedication podcast. I'm gonna say it's a special edition because of the moment. My drink of the day, of course, I'm sipping on some Blue Moon. It's one of my favorites. Got a Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, Buffalo Trace. Of course, we're taking shots of those right now. It's just me on ones and twos. So, you know, shout out to all family and friends, those having a chance to tune in, because family especially. But this podcast this evening, you know, we all have that staple in the family. Whether it's mom, grandma, it could be your favorite aunt and uncle in some cases. It could maybe be a brother or sister, if you want to be honest. Well, recently in my household, and forgive me if I may get emotional on this, and you may too, because we're not going to talk about the sad. We're going to start it off on a sad note, but we're going to try to gonna pick it up on the ones and twos. We're going to pick it up on the foodies. But we recently lost a staple in my wife's family, my mother-in-law. Me and my beautiful wife have been together for 20 years, married for 19. And her mom has been a staple within our household, with my wife taking care of her. And of course, as mama used to say, and we used to call her mama, we got an in-house chef. You know, mama was dealing with her ailments here and there, you know. Sadly, you know, she fell asleep in death. But, you know, she was a staple in her family. She had 13 kids. My wife was one of the middle girls. And when we first got together, my wife and I, you know, we had a chance to be together. And then her mom eventually ended up coming to stay with us for some years. Well, up until her falling asleep in death. No, mama was always in that kitchen. Now, some of my fondest memories of her is of the 13 kids she had, I want to say 31 grandkids, and maybe a few more that's recently been born, and can't even think of how many great-grandkids this woman had. She had a big heart. And mama was a foodie to the heart, and she loved to cook. She made me kind of think about my grandmother. My grandma was a staple in my family. And if you're reading her obituary years ago when she passed, they say she was known as the queen bee in the kitchen. And if you came home, and if you came over to Mac's family house on a Sunday, and I know it's the Washington football team now, but I'm still a Redskin at heart. When the Redskins played every Sunday, Grandma cooked like the whole family coming over. And I'm telling you, she'll cook for about 2 weeks worth of food, because she knows somebody gonna stop through and catch a game. And she goes, hey, baby, go in the kitchen and get you something to eat. Mama was the same way. Mama wanted to get all her kids together this past weekend to, of course, grill and chill, to kick it, because it's been years since she had all her kids together. And sadly, we lost her. But even in sad times, when you lose someone so big as a staple in your family, you got to look at the light at the end of the tunnel, because she's no longer in pain. She's no longer suffering. What she wanted to do is what all her children did. When I tell you we got together the Saturday before her service, and me and my brother-in-law, her son Patrick, man, we grilled it up. We had close to 20 slabs of ribs. We had pork butts. I think he bought some beef ribs. Man, we had chicken on that thing. Man, we cooked it up. And of the two houses on our subdivision, I can't tell you, it was maybe more than 50 people that was out here just reminiscing about the big heart that she had, the food that she used to throw down and cook. We had one family member say, man, who gonna make my macaroni salad now? When I tell you, mama was made in the kitchen, just like my grandma was made in the kitchen. one of my fondest memories that I remember of my big mama, you know, when I used to help cook and, you know, prepare her stuff for the week or for the day, always made sure she had coffee in the morning, made sure my wife had our stuff we need for work in the morning. We would call out the other day and check up on her. And one time she was up in the kitchen. And for most families, oodles and noodles is a staple in the house. But I had to sip my blue moon. Mama had like 10 packs of oodles and noodles on the counter. Now, if you don't know nothing about the nutritional value of oodles and noodles, man, them things is high in sodium. So if you got high blood pressure, you know you shouldn't be eating 2 or 3 packs of noodles. In some cases, that's all you got. You got to work what you got. The chicken and the shrimp is my favorite. I like beef here and there, but that chicken and the shrimp, my two favorites. But she had 10 packs of noodles on the counter. She had the peppers, the onions, the scallions, the mushrooms she had on the counter. I think she had the little packets that come in there. They were sat to the side, and she had a thing of chicken stock. And I'm just looking at her, Mama, you cooking for the day? She said, yeah, I wanted to do dinner, and I had a taste for a ramen noodle bowl. And of course, I know about the ramen noodle bowl. If you know about good Oriental food, Far East Asian, or the Po bowl, whatever it's called, everybody loves a good Oriental bowl. So I just sat back in the cut. I knew what it was, did my little research. Sometimes you got the almost cooked half egg in there, make it even better. Some got the pork belly, some got the chicken strips. Ramen noodle bowl is off the chain if you haven't tried it. And I'm just sitting, Mama in the kitchen just working. She's in pain. She know what she got a taste for, and man, she's in that kitchen whipping it up. When I tell you that was one of the best ramen noodle bowls I ever had, outside of some of the commercialized spots she probably done been to. I mean, she made something out of nothing. And that's what most staples in your family do. When you have a house full of people, for example, you may have mom and dad, grandma and grandpa may stay with you. It's 4 of the kids in the house, and y'all sharing a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom apartment. It don't matter what race, background, or anything, everyone has felt or dealt with the struggle before, so you know what it feels like. And sometimes it ain't but so much in the house to eat. But when mama or grandma or your favorite auntie and uncle or somebody in the house makes something out of nothing, that's probably like the best thing you ever had. Kind of made me think of my favorite movie, Ratatouille. Like when Ratatouille, whatever the dude name was, the little rat name was, he had made that dish and the critic tried it. It took him back to his childhood. Now, let me tell you. My grandma misses so much. Made some of the best potato salad I think I've ever had. And for my family, my friends, my baby especially, who know me, two things that I don't mess, there are a few things that I don't mess with that anybody else makes, because I know can't nobody make it like that. But potato salad, or as some may say, stuffing or dressing, those are two things I don't mess with that somebody else may make, because not everybody can make a good potato salad or stuffing. Now, mind you, again, mama be in pain. But when I tell you, it may take her 2, 3, maybe 4 hours to make this potato salad, because she's moving at her own pace. She's in pain. She might scream out, son-in-law, what you got in that glass there, son-in-law? So I'm drinking on a Budweiser, drinking on a cane, drinking on a little something. What's that brown in your glass? A little shot of bourbon. Give me a little glass. Throw some ice in it. Yes, ma'am. That's my partner right there. By the time that potato salad done, I don't know if she threw corns, bunions, a couple of calluses. She jumped in a potato salad. I'll never forget, and of the 20 years me and my wife been together, this is honestly, this particular time, the first time I was in the kitchen with mama, me and her, and she was in pain. Of course, her hands was hurting and she couldn't do it. But she said, hey, I'm going to walk you through how to make this dressing, a.k.a. stuffing. And I just looked at her, and I'm like, Mama, you going to show me? She's like, yeah, I'm going to show you how to do it. I'm going to walk you through it. I said, all right, that. So I got everything I needed. And people that know me, I'm getting better. when it comes to taking comments and criticisms. Of course, when you're cooking, you're your own worst critic. But when you want to learn and know more, there's nothing wrong with becoming a student, especially when someone has the experience in the years, you know what I mean, or the service of doing it. And if it's a specific dish or thing that they are known for, you ain't got no choice but to sit back and listen and do things their way, especially if you want it to be good. But I'm gonna tell you, some of the best that I've ever done, it wasn't nothing like hers, but it was some of the best that I've ever done. We had her service on Sunday after that Saturday when all her children and the kids and the family and cousins and everybody got together. Even family and friends from out of town that known her from God knows way back in up in New York. She's born and raised up in New York. Came down for the service. We brought it back to our house, and of course we had family and friends who brought all types of food and dishes. I even had one of my buddies from New York who brought some jerk chicken. Well, nobody getting all that. He makes some of the best jerk chicken I ever had, by the way. You know, when it came time, all the siblings finally made it to the house. I offered a prayer for the food, and my brother-in-law kind of gave me my props. He was like, you know, this man has been the in-house cook and medical assistant to my sister and taking care of my mama. And I respect that. But all that being said, you know you got your biological mother who gave birth to you. But everybody got their day. This is my other mama. This is my second mama. Or this is my mama right here. We all got that second or third mama. Or we got that grandma. We got that aunt that we consider because they got the age, years, and experience over us. They're so close to you and your family and dear to your heart. And we consider them staples in our family. Whether it's in the kitchen, on a grill, or just sitting down and enjoying a meal with them staples in your family. Enjoy those times. Because, you know, and I'm not trying to preach to no one, because everyone, of course, has their own beliefs and backgrounds. What they choose to believe in. But we are going to have to fall asleep in death at one point. But the goal is to not dwell on the sadness of losing that loved one, because when it comes to pain and suffering, they're not dealing with that no more. But the memories, them good times, them times you didn't have partying in the kitchen, you're getting together and they tasting your food and all this stuff, hey, hold on to them good times, because that's what keeps you strong. That's what keeps you going forward. That's what keeps you pressing on. That's what keeps me going forward. And that's what I'm trying to do as regards to my household and my wife and her losing her mama. Hold on to those memories. Man, we used to go to the grocery store and we thinking she got about $200-$300 or she about to fill up the freezer and the refrigerator. I just need a couple things. Mama, how much you working with? $20. We knew we were going to spend about 2-3 hours in that store because she won't get what she can out of $20. I mean, I tell you, she made 20 and a 50, used every single coupon that she had, or she made it work. I'm not going to lie. You know, some people go into the store, they get what they need regardless of the brand or the price. Mama was a budget shopper. And she knew how she wanted to do it, and she knew how to manage that penny. I ain't even gonna front. I'm learning. I had a chance to do it for her a couple of times. A few things I missed. I got most of her coupons in. But at the end of the day, I'm glad I was able to fill her belly and also get to know such a beautiful, kind, and wonderful woman, and have an opportunity of her let me marry her daughter. I'm gonna miss that lady. I ain't gonna front. And I know there's gonna come a time where I'll be able to be with her again and my wife be able to be with her mom again. And ain't gonna be no more pain and no more suffering. And I'm just gonna tell you, when that time comes, we're gonna get our eat on. So again, I dedicate this to not only my wife, but her other 12 siblings. I dedicate this to anybody who may have lost your mom, Your pops, your grandma, your grandpa, your favorite uncle, your favorite auntie, those ones who were staples in your family, and those wonderful memories you have. Not just the family moments, the kitchen moments, but just the happy times that you shared with them. Hold on to those memories, because there's going to come a time when you're going to enjoy them memories one more time. Can't wait to get my cook on with mama again, with our whole family together again. No more pain and no more suffering. Thank y'all for listening to this special edition of my dedication podcast. Tune in for my next one. We're going to get our eat on this time. Holla at your boy, Max Smokey Barbecue. If you follow me on IG, Grill and Chill Podcast. Available on all platforms, streaming platforms. Love y'all. Thank y'all for supporting me. You can link in my bio if you want to, if you want to donate to help make this podcast go out a little further. And again, if you still got the staples in your family around them, spend some time with them. Get your cook on with them. Holla at y'all next podcast.